Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Series, Shir number 61. Pessimism is contagious, just like complaining is contagious and sarcasm is contagious. A pessimistic person is always predicting disasters, catastrophes, looking at the negative side of things. Now, once in a while, they'll be right, but it causes a tremendous amount of needless worry about tragedies that will never happen. They're the ones that always has that other shoe dropping. And even if something will go wrong in a year or two from now, if at present you can't do anything to improve any situation, there's no point in focusing on yourself or doing anything other than just focusing on constructive things in your life. You know, for example, you tell a young kid that's playing with his toys, you know, don't enjoy yourselves too much because eventually you'll grow old and die. You know, people who only focus on the pessimistic possibilities cause themselves and others a lot of unnecessary and needless suffering. So, for example, if someone's about to start a new business, right away the pessimist will tell that person, a lot of businesses go bankrupt. So yours may go bankrupt as well. Or someone who just got engaged. Don't think that marriage is so easy. A lot of people suffer terribly, even more after they got married when they're single. There are actually people that throw in those lines. And the responsibility of talking like that is very, very serious. You know, you don't know what you're in for. Or, you know, people are planning to go out on an outing. It'll probably rain. The trip will be ruined. So these pessimistic statements cause a lot of needless discomfort to oneself when you have pessimistic thoughts for yourself and also pertaining to others. You're making other people's lives miserable. Of course, it's healthy to plan for eventualities. You know, if you're planning an outdoor outing, you check the weather. Is it going to rain? And if it looks like it's going to rain, you make an alternate plan. You know, we're not talking about being unrealistic or rose-colored glasses and not prepare for normal things that could happen. So that's normal. But not to create this doom and gloom scenario. So, for example, if someone's starting a new business, you could say as follows, I wish you much success. Would be wise to research why other people in this field went bankrupt so you avoid those type of pitfalls. See, that's perfectly okay. That sound. You're not being just giving a chizik, beautiful, wonderful, good luck, bracha. Now, sometimes if you don't know nothing about it and you meet the guy on the street and he said, is he starting a new business? That's all you need to do. Give him a warm bracha, he should be matzliach. But if you're a good friend, and you know that there is challenges with new businesses, and you know what they may be, or you could point the person in that direction, that's not pessimism. There's nothing wrong with telling that person, you know, you should talk to this and this other person who started a similar business to make sure you're doing it the right way, or to someone who gets engaged. Again, if you don't know him well, and you just heard he's engaged, you wish him a warm mazel tov, and that's it. There's no reason to say more. But if you are closer to the person and you think it'll go well, then you could say, instead of what we just said, that you just say, you know, it's miserable and so on. Instead, you say, I wish you a lot of happiness. But to prepare, I'd give you advice to recommend this book to read or listen to this drasha, whatever it is that would help. Now, even that, you have to know the person. You can't just always say that. Some people won't take that even that well. But at least there, you're not being pessimistic. You're just explaining that there are things to learn, right? And so on. So that is an important thing, to avoid pessimistic statements or infringing on others by creating this terrible discomfort of their pessimism raining on clouds all over where you are. You don't want it done to you, and make sure not to do that to others. Now, often, other people's plans may lead to constructive accomplishments, but if you insult those plans, it'll destroy the initiative and enthusiasm of the other person. So if someone has these plans and they're enthusiastic about it, someone's thinking about a chesed project they want to embark on, whatever it may be, before attacking that person's plan, be very careful. Because you may have them abandon ideas that could generate tremendous amount of accomplishment. This is true, especially if that person is not asking you for advice. Don't downgrade that person's plans. Many people accomplish great things in life, even though others felt that nothing would come of their plans. So don't say things like that would cause them to prematurely terminate their plans. You know, even if you feel you have to criticize someone's plans, first comment on the positive aspects, acknowledge that they're praiseworthy, and then you could comment on things that are not, may not be practical, may not be beneficial, and to give them, but again, all of this is for the purpose of the Tayeles. So that's in a very important yesoid also. Another yesoid is not to hurt people by making disparaging comments about their possessions. Now people think, hey, that's what's the big deal? You hurt someone personally in their own integrity as a human being, that's hurtful. But to knock someone for something they purchased or something they have, what's the big deal? It is a big deal. It hurts people when you make disparaging comments about their possessions, even smaller possessions, certainly bigger possessions. A person is not usually attached to everything he owns, but many possessions that people have, they're proud of, and negative remarks can cause them distress. So if you belittle someone's house, or someone's car, or someone's computer, or by women you belittle the person's jewelry, or their shaitel, or whatever, and you want to point out ways, you know, that make them feel terrible about it, that's a nos dvarim. Now if you want to point out ways that the person could have it improved, you have to do it in a way that you don't knock something that he already has. You know, you don't say this car is junk or not as good as this other brand or the newer models will make this obsolete. Or I see the scratches on your diamond ring. It doesn't even look nice anymore. It doesn't look nice at all. Those type of harsh comments. Another thing that's very important not to hurt people with is to make fun or ridicule or degrade or look down at someone based on the fact that he is poor. Or she is poor, or they're struggling financially. That is a cruelty. Any belittling comments that are based on people having less money than others is einos dvarim, plain and simple. Einos dvarim. A person who does not have a large amount of money might still consider himself wealthy in spirit and feel good about what they have. Ezo ashasame bechelkai. But if you make negative comments to him about their financial positions, it'll be harder for them to be misameach bechelkai. It'll be harder for them to have that positive attitude towards what he does have. The value of a person has no connection as to whether the person is wealthy or poor. It makes no difference. Each person goes through this world with different life tests. The key is to pass those tests, not what those tests are. For some people they have the test of wealth. Some people have the test of poverty. Some have tests that are in between. But if someone has the test of poverty, it's a test of poverty. It doesn't reflect the person's character at all. And to make fun of a person or debase a person or consider them a second-class citizen, a third-class citizen, dregs of the earth because they are poor, that is cruelty. That is einos dvarim. You know, what's the matter with you? Do you know how to make money for yourself? What are you, a lazy bum? Were you just plain dumb? Or, oh, I see that coat of yours is 5 years old. Can't you afford to buy something new? Well, you live in that neighborhood. And if you were as good in business as I am, you'd be able to purchase a house in a more expensive part of the city. Or my parents are wealthier than yours and you go on luxurious vacations, we go on rather, and you don't. All these type of things. Now, some of these comments you're going to say, people don't say this. People don't talk this way. And you may be right. Most people won't be so blunt to be as harsh like this in a very open way. But we are very often saying these messages in more subtler ways. Like a shtach, it's like a underhanded jab at the person. Why don't you, it's like an example would be is let's say two ladies are talking over the phone. One is wealthy, the other one is poor. And sometimes it can be just thoughtless, but sometimes you're really trying to shtuch, and let's say the poor one says, "Oh, my house is flying, and I have to get off the phone now because I really have to clean up for Shabbos. It's Thursday night. I really have to clean up." And she goes, "Well, why don't you just get a cleaning lady? What's the big deal? Just have them clean whatever it is. It's not bakavod to that your counter should be this way for Shabbos or anything like that. You can't do it on your own. Get a cleaning lady. I don't understand." And sometimes they taka don't understand. They're clueless. Sometimes they're trying to shtach. I have one. You don't. People are cruel in this sense. Very often, some people are well-meaning. They don't mean to talk like this, but they have to be very, very careful. Be very sensitive to people who are poor. We talked about intelligence, saying all these type of things. So again, to review what we talked about today, do not try your best to avoid pessimistic statements or to have a pessimistic nature. Don't disparage other people's plans when they have plans. You give them praise or even just constructive advice about it. Never disparage someone else's possessions and never make fun of someone because they are poor. Bracha v'atzlacha.